from Dubai, Media City.
Let's go!
Across the metaverse. And beyond.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
I wanna get numb.
I got my head out this dark room.
About to slide, okay.
Turn up the music.
The Chris Fade Show.
Let's go.
Chris Fade.
We don't stop.
Pretty Malik.
Pretty.
And.
Break it down.
Big Rossi.
Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya.
Mics.
Virgin Radio.
What we got, bro?
Yeah, yeah, Monday morning, what is happening? Big Rossi and Pretty Malik for one more day before the main man gets on a plane and gets back to the studio.
That's right. Chris Fade still in Italy. Oh my God, it looks amazing. Have you seen
his
Instagram?
Oh my gosh, that house. That
it's
house.
Beautiful.
I started being jealous, Pretty, then you came into my head.
Thank you.
And I just felt happy for him because I think it's just amazing that he's going there. He's treated his mum and dad.
Exactly.
And you will never, ever, ever regret doing that in
100%. I just seeing them going out boating, just spending time with the family. Like,
I sent him a message. I was saying, why are you wearing your Sunday best, your best clothes to go on a boat?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm just being James Bond.
He's being James Bond.
That's
it's amazing.
Said.
If you want to see what's going on in Italy, you can go and check out Chris Fade's Instagram. How was the weekend? Rate it 1 to 10. You were working, weren't you?
Yeah, I was at a brunch the same time as you. I really enjoyed that. I dusted off my DJ headphones.
I didn't think you were DJing. You told
Neither
me about this
I.
on Friday. And I was like, oh, he's going to be hosting like you do on like your quiz nights and stuff.
Yeah, but I was DJing and hosting at the same time. And it was so good. Like, yeah, it's just so good. Like, I had the proper equipment, and when you've got the proper equipment, it's just amazing. It's great.
You had a good time.
So I had a great time there, yeah.
That's good.
There was no football, though, apart from the internationals, like friendlies.
So oh,
that
so
was a
sad.
Bit boring. But how was your brunch? You look like you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, yeah, I had a good time. It was a good time. Yeah, Jeff was DJing, so he obviously played the Backstreet Boys. Duh.
Non-stop.
So it was fun. Yeah,
that's
I had a good
amazing.
Time.
We've got your chances to win this morning. Loads and loads of prizes up for grabs. How does World Cup ticket sound?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, because you could be winning them later on. We've also got the pop quiz is back.
Of course, 10,000 dirhams cash is on the line. But we need you. The week does not start off. The show does not start off unless you give us a call. Let us know how your weekend was. Give it a rating. Ross, you didn't give it a rating. One to ten.
I'd say eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
There you go. So we need your rating as well. 0487155544.
Yep, give us a call.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Wake me up before you leave.
Get it.
This is the time of the morning where we get to speak to you. We always say some of our favorite callers are at this time. So if you're up and about, tell us why. 0487155544. We would love to start the week off with you.
100%. Yeah, give us a call. As Pretty says, some of the most interesting people on the show at this time. Good morning, Darren.
Morning.
Hey, Darren.
How are you?
I'm good.
What are you doing up at this time? You sound like you're about 14. How old are you?
I'm actually 12, turning 13 next month.
Oh,
ooh, that's exciting. Why are you up at this hour, though, Darren?
I am going to volleyball.
Volleyball?
And I also have a game on Wednesday.
You have a game on Wednesday, so today you're like getting, what do you call that, practice. You're practicing today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Do you ever go down to Kite Beach and play down there at the TikTok courts?
I have not gone there.
Oh, it's cool, man. It's a good vibe down there.
What school do you go to, Darren?
I go to American School of Dubai.
American School of Dubai. Well, is there anything you'd like to say to your volleyball team while you're on the radio?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Can I just give a shout-out?
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
All right. Shout-out to ASC Junior Falcons and Falcons Volleyball Team.
Hey, nice. Let's go Falcons!
Love it, Darren. Have a great day, all right,
good
mate?
Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Who have we got on line two here? I don't want to say this name wrong. Tayba?
Tayba, yes. Good morning.
Tayba.
Tayba, how are you? What are you doing up?
I'm good. So we are going to the school for my daughter's swim squad training, so she wants to speak to you. Every time she says she wants to call and guys. Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name is Nawal.
Nawal. Okay, put Nawal on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, Nawal. How are you?
Good.
You're going to swimming practice?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Eight.
You're 8 years old.
Oh, it's very early to be up, isn't it? And what's your favourite stroke? Do you like doing the crawl, the backstroke, the butterfly? What's your favourite?
I like dolphin.
You like the dolphin?
Oh, that's cute.
That's amazing. Well, Noel, you have the best time at swim practice today, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
There we go. Look at that. Some inspiring kids up nice and early this morning, volleyball and swimming.
Your kids are 7 and 6?
Yeah, well done.
Are they going to start getting into sports and different things now? Is this
they're in
a
it.
Thing?
They're in it already, yeah. What swimming lessons we do. We do dance
but
classes.
Like, but not like for the school. Are they on the swim team in school?
Oh, no. We have swimming lessons.
Like on the side.
Yeah.
I'm saying like for school sports, do you think they're going to start like doing any of that?
Yeah. Well, they do netball as well.
Oh, they do netball
they
at school?
They love netball,
oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
They do this little thing where they go to this netball place and then they put glitter on them and they all play netball.
What?
The old like dressed.
Is it like a disco netball?
It's cool. It's cool.
I like it.
I want to go 1 week.
Hollywood status right now. Her motto is, if you're not first, you're last.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
What's happening in the gossip, Pretty Malik?
So much happening. I have to go with the biggest news first. It's just the most exciting thing ever. Woke up and saw Rihanna is going to be headlining Super Bowl 57, the halftime show.
Wow.
This is huge news. Now, it makes sense because Jay-Z is the curator of the halftime shows. Obviously, she's a Roc Nation artist. She and Jay-Z have been close for so many years. I think he's finally convinced her, and finally, we're going to have Rihanna. So Rihanna and the NFL both posted a photo of her hand holding a football. Mm. And then Fox News and a lot of different outlets, including Jay-Z, all confirmed that, yes, she will be the headliner.
It is her hand.
It is her. I mean, everyone knows Rihanna's hand. And the show is going to take place February 12th, 2023 in Arizona, which means usually when an artist is announced, there is like an album, a movie, there's something going on around the same time.
Yeah.
So we're hoping at least we get a single. Just give us one new song, Rihanna.
Exactly. If she doesn't like release music off the back of this, I mean, she's missed an opportunity.
Like just one. Just give us one song.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't need the album. Just give us a song.
Give us a song.
I'll keep you posted on that. Now, Netflix had their Tudum event, which is when they announce a host of different shows and movies. They also announce release dates for the shows and movies that we love. So let me run through some of them, okay? Season 3 of Emily in Paris will be dropping on Netflix December 21st, one of my favorite shows. And if you remember, season 2 was left on a cliffhanger, so we're going to find out the result of that. You, season 4, returns in 2 parts. First one February, second part in March. They also announced a Bridgerton prequel, which is called Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story, which will come out sometime next year. The Crown, which we love. Season 5 comes out November 9th, and it will show the 90s. If you want to know more about the Tudum event and what was announced, go to Nala's TikTok, because she covers it all. That's at Nala Chib. Lee, right?
C-H-I-B-L-E.
So go
by the way,
that.
Though, just like think about Netflix starting out as, you know, one of these companies that post DVDs back and forward through the mail.
Yeah.
And look at it now. It's just massive.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Adam Devine has an announcement to make. He is not Adam Levine.
Devine.
So Devine is Divine? The actor. Adam Devine. Well, for the purpose of the story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So Adam is an actor. He's in Pitch Perfect and a bunch of different movies. And he obviously one letter off from Adam Levine, right?
Yeah.
Like it's very, very close. So he keeps getting hate because they're accidentally tagging him on Instagram.
All right.
And obviously Adam Levine is in the middle of this cheating storm and he's being accused of cheating and he says he didn't do it. So he had to put out a statement saying, just want to post this and say that my wife, Chloe Bridges, and I, doing great and going strong. I am not Adam Levine. He's a different guy and a worse singer. So there you go. He is not. Leave him alone. And finally, how cool is this? Imagine you're in Las Vegas. Diplo is DJing, which is already amazing. Mm. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning. And then Jamie Foxx jumps on the mic and decides to sing.
Wow.
How awesome is this? Have a listen.
Friend of the
Like, how cool
so
is
good.
That? 3 o'clock in the morning, and that is Jamie Foxx's voice.
Maybe you'd, like, wake up the next day going, did Jamie Foxx get on the stage last night?
Yeah.
But, like, his voice is just unbelievable, especially in Gold Digger.
Yeah, so good.
Fantastic. Where was that?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, wow. Yeah. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
The Chris Fade Show this morning. He's going to be back tomorrow, by the way.
Yes.
He should be getting on a plane today, I think.
And lands tomorrow morning.
Lands tomorrow morning, hopefully. Yeah. You can have a little bit of a sleep on the plane before he comes here.
But are you ready for this list, Big Rossi?
I'm ready.
Your dirtiest habits.
Okay.
If you are guilty of any of these violations, you are inviting bacteria into your life. Have a think about these and see how many you say, yes, I do this too. You may need to clean up your act.
All right.
Number one, you do not disassemble the blender. If you do not unscrew the blade, housing the blender, and wash it separately, there is so much bacteria lurking in there. Do you do that?
Yeah, I do that.
Why do you have that look on your face?
No, like, I mean, like, I don't clean it. I don't clean it. I just leave it, basically. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so you... Okay, so
I'll rinse it out. That's it.
So that's one for Big Ross.
Yeah.
Are you keeping count for yourself?
I am. Okay. One.
I disassemble it, so... Okay.
Really?
Of course.
Wow.
You have to clean under the blades and make sure it's all clean properly.
Put a bit of water in there.
No.
And some... No?
You never clean your coffee maker if you have one. Make sure you open up all the parts, clean it all out. Lots of bacteria lurking there.
That's me again. Don't do that.
Here's a little tip. Every month or two, you can fill the reservoir with vinegar. Wait 30 minutes. Run a normal brew cycle and it'll wash it out. So if you wanted to know.
Okay.
You don't wear glasses or contacts, so this doesn't apply to you. But make sure you do not sleep in contacts. You clean all your cases. Make sure your hands are sterile before you put contacts into your eyes. Just think
doesn't
about that.
Doesn't apply for me.
Doesn't apply to you, so you're good. Do you wear shoes inside your house?
Very rarely.
Okay, because this on this list, this thing came up, and I looked at this and I said, I never wear shoes in my house. Like, it is a rule. You take your shoes off. That's how I've grown up. You never wear shoes inside. You prop your feet on the coffee table. Because obviously if you're wearing shoes and then you put your feet up on the coffee table, your shoes are germy and it's transferring onto your coffee table.
Yep, I do that.
With your shoes on?
Sometimes.
Why do you wear shoes in the house? It's very fascinating.
Just like if
to
I'm
me.
About to go out or something.
And then you put your shoes up on
I'm
the coffee table.
I'm just sitting there on the phone waiting for like Liz or something. I'll put my feet on the coffee table.
So how many are you up to now?
Four, I think.
You're up to three.
Three.
Thanks for keeping count. And the final one that I think everyone says yes to, you text in the bathroom.
Text in the bathroom.
At least you have your phone in your bath in
no,
the bathroom.
I don't want to get too personal here, pretty.
But I think everyone does it. 100% I'm taking the phone in the bathroom. Everyone does it.
Ladies
Nala's in the studio.
The ladies yes. take the phone in the bathroom,
of
yeah.
Of course.
Really?
I don't think there's a person living who has a smartphone that doesn't take their phone into the bathroom.
Really?
No chance. Okay. You obviously do, because you message us from the bathroom all the time.
I mean, Eddie's always joking with me, because he can hear every single video I'm watching in the bathroom.
Like, you spend extra
That's
time.
That's at work, by the way, not at home.
But do you spend extra time in the bathroom because you have your phone?
Yeah. I just go there for a little break now and again, like
so you
in
watch
the house.
Watch some YouTube.
Like, it's the only place I can sort of get a little bit of peace and quiet, even though the kids do come in there, but that's like, yeah, where I go to relax.
So now, Rossi, 4 out of 5. Maybe
not
we
bad.
Need to, no, that's terrible. Maybe we need to change things.
Well, I'm quite impressed. 4 out of 5, top marks. Well done, me.
No. Those are like bad habits.
Wow.
We need to change those habits.
That's the highest score I've ever gotten a test ever.
No. That's not a good thing.
No?
No.
Okay, I'll get myself some glasses and then I can get 5 out of 5.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
I get that money.
Powered by Rack Bank. With Rack Bank Home in One. The more money you deposit, the less interest you pay on your home loan. For more details, visit rackbank.ae/HIO.
10 questions. Get them all right. You win 10,000 dirhams. It really is that easy. Who's going to get that opportunity today? Hopefully we can give it away before Chris gets back. Let's see who we've got on the line here. Good morning to Demi. Good morning, Demi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. What are you up to?
Yeah, I'm just on the school run.
Oh, she's on the
school run.
Nice, yeah. Demi. How many kids in the car?
Yeah, I've got the kids in the car.
How many?
How many?
Oh, three.
Three kids.
Wow, no messing. Yeah. Three kids. Wow.
How old are they?
7, 4, and 3, and 1.
It's very early for Demi here. Demi. She's like, how old are my kids again? I can't remember. I've got so many of them that I've lost count.
Super mom.
I love it.
And then Demi, what are you going to do once you do the drop-off?
I'm going to go home and then look after the baby.
Oh, that's amazing.
You sound like you're from near where I'm from, the northwest. Whereabouts are you from?
From Liverpool.
Liverpool. Whereabouts in Liverpool? Means nothing to a lot of people, but I just like to know.
I'm from Woolton.
Woolton. Oh, she's posh pretty.
Is she posh?
She's a posh
Is she near you?
And no, she's like a proper Scouser. I'm a fake Scouser.
Wait, what?
Because, like, I'm from the Wirral, which is not Liverpool. But Demi is from the same place as where John Lennon was from.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very big houses around there.
Yeah, but my father's from Parkgate, so I know the Wirral quite well.
Ah, okay, cool. Yeah. You can have an ice cream. Right, all right.
I don't know anything that's happening right now, but I like it.
No, let's do it.
Demi, I want to make sure you win as much money as you can, all right? 10,000 dirhams cash is on the line. You know how to play the game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just remember to say pass if you don't know an answer. If we have enough time, hopefully we'll come back to it.
Okay, perfect.
Now, Demi, I reckon you're like trying to cheat here and you've got us on loudspeaker.
I have got you on loudspeaker. Do I need to take you off?
Yes, please.
Yes, because it sounds awful and people can't hear. We might not be able to hear your answers, so take it off for us. Are you ready?
Can you trust me now?
Yeah.
Yes, so much better. Okay, Demi. Are you ready? 10 questions in front of me right now. Your 60 seconds on the clock starts now. Who teams up with BB Rexha on the song I'm Good?
Pass.
Who played Jason Bourne in the Bourne Identity movie?
Pass.
What country is the rapper Eminem from?
USA.
True or false? Tom Cruise was seen climbing the Burj Khalifa building.
True.
Finish the book title, The Hunger
Games.
What is the capital of Belgium?
Pass.
Chris Pratt played the lead character in which dinosaur-themed movie? Dinosaur.
Pass.
What singer has a 2022 album named Special?
Pass.
True or false? Rita Ora acted in the 50 Shades of Grey movie.
False.
Say the other one.
Pass. True.
Finish the movie title. Man of
Steel.
Who teams up with BB Rexha on the song I'm Good?
Oh God, I can't remember.
Oh.
No way! I know because
You didn't do that bad. You got 50%. 500 dirhams.
Yeah, 500 dirhams.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah. 500 dirhams is not bad at all.
We've been trying to get through to this quiz show for the last 2 years.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe that I even got through, but normally I'm really good. It's just, I got a bit stressed.
No,
it's the pressure of talking to, famous pretty over there.
Please.
That's what it is.
No, not at all, Demi. It's once you're on the phone and you hear the music and you hear us talking, there's a lot of pressure. The clock is on. You're stressed out. Yeah.
Yeah, and I wasn't expecting to get through because I've tried every single day for 2 years, so I was just so shocked.
I feel like I'm talking to Sporty Spice from the Spice Girls right now.
Rossi, stop. I can't believe you've been calling every single day for 2 years.
Yeah, me and the kids. My daughter is absolutely made
okay,
up.
Okay, Demi, this is just between you and I. No one else is listening. Chris Pratt played the lead character in which dinosaur-themed movie?
What are you doing?
Just wait. Come on, dinosaur.
Jurassic Park?
Yes!
Jurassic Park.
Oh, my goodness. She made it to 600.
She made it to
600.
Done. That's boss that. Well in.
I'm not supposed to be doing that, but I feel like you need an extra 100.
Well,
I know, so that the kids can tell the teacher.
600 dirhams.
200 dirhams per kid.
Yeah. Yay. Okay, so here's what you did get wrong. I can't give you any more, but here's what you did get wrong. David Guetta teams up with BB Rexha for the song I'm Good. It's brand new.
Yeah.
Matt Damon played Jason Bourne.
Matt Damon.
Brussels is the capital of Belgium, and Lizzo is the one who released the album named Special. But Demi, you are amazing. We had so much fun talking to you. Have a safe school run.
Thank you. Yeah, you too. Take care.
See you later. Thanks. Thanks so much, Demi. You were awesome. All right, the pop quiz back tomorrow with Chris.
Yes.
So you never know, we could be giving away that 10,000 dirhams.
Who knows?
Celebrity news
now.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
So smooth until that then, Pretty. But what's happening in the gossip?
Okay, so Post Malone has ended up back in the hospital a week after taking a nasty fall on stage. He wrote on Twitter and on Instagram, "I'm having a very difficult time breathing and there's like a stabbing pain whenever I breathe or move." He ended up going to the hospital and they had to pull him out of his planned Boston show this weekend. So last week what happened was he fell into this hole and his ribs basically slammed against the edge of that.
I saw it, like he was rolling around in agony. Yeah.
And he finished the show, and at the time when they said that he didn't have any broken ribs, but he said he felt and heard some cracking noises, so it looks like this is not a good look.
Well, they said he had bruised ribs, that's it, but
it may be something more now. Maybe he shouldn't have been doing more concerts in between. That's probably needed the rest.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Don't Worry Darling, and this may be the last time I talk about it because I'm so over talking about this drama surrounding this movie. More people are talking about the drama rather than the movie.
Yeah.
So rumors have been swirling for weeks that there was tensions between director Olivia Wilde and the star Florence Pugh over Harry Styles, this Shia LaBeouf drama. There were screaming matches on set. All these rumors. Now, 40 members of Don't Worry Darling's production team have signed an open letter slamming allegations of a tense work environment on set. They say, quote, "As crew, we've avoided addressing the absurd gossip surrounding the movie we're so proud of, but feel the need to correct the anonymous quote-unquote sources." They said any allegations about unprofessional behavior on the set are completely false. Olivia is an incredible leader and director who was present with and involved in every aspect of production. She ran this set with class and respect for everyone involved, and there was never a screaming match between our director and anyone, let alone a member of our cast. So there you go. That is 40 people who worked on the set who have just disputed all of the claims.
Yeah, but did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine? No.
She says no. What am I going to do?
We've seen the video.
I just need Chris Pine to clarify everything, please.
I was thinking to myself, maybe it's just like Harry messing around.
Probably an inside joke between the two. Like, we are not privy to it.
Dropped his chewing gum on him. I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows? And finally, the biggest announcement of the day. Rihanna is going to be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show. I am so excited for this. Rihanna and the NFL both posted the same photo. It's Rihanna's hand. She's holding a football, well, an American football, as you would say. And yes, she's going to be performing February 12th, 2023 in Arizona. Now, Jay-Z, Roc Nation are the ones who curate the halftime show. Makes a lot of sense. I'm sure Jay-Z has been trying to convince Rihanna for so long to do this. And usually when an artist is performing at the halftime show, they always release a movie, music, something. So we're hoping for at least one new Rihanna song by the time she performs.
That'll be interesting. And
so
I'm looking forward to that. But like Jay-Z curating everything now, is it just going to be his artist though for the future?
No.
Like, has he?
You've had
because he
J-Lo
had Dr. Dre. And,
yeah, but you've had J-Lo and Shakira perform. Like, you've had
under Jay-Z.
Yeah, like Jay-Z's been doing it for a few years.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yeah, it's going to be amazing. And even if it is just Jay-Z artists, that's brilliant on its own. So I'm okay with that.
100%. Hit us with your tag, Pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Chris is going to be back tomorrow morning. Yep. Roundabout. Well, he's landing at 6. And he thinks he's going to get here for 6:30. I told him, you're having a laugh. No way. Absolutely. He thinks he's going to breeze through the airport. Land at 6, get out within 30 minutes. I was like, no.
You know what, though? Dubai airport.
Very good.
Is magic.
But like, tell me how many times Chris has got through the customs without being stopped.
That's true.
What's my age again? What's my age again?
Okay, then. So we've been doing this for a couple of years now. What's my age again? Basically, we're going to get you on the phone.
Yeah.
We're going to try to identify how old you are by asking you a couple of questions.
Yes, you can't give us any other information. All we're going by is the sound of your voice and the answers to the two questions that we're going to ask you.
Yes.
Who's our first contestant?
We have on the line this morning, Dahlia. Good morning, Dahlia.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good. I can't believe we're actually getting through. We've been trying to get through to the show every morning.
Oh, I'm so glad you got through.
I'm sorry. We're just so busy, you know, just so in demand.
Stop it, Rossi. Okay, we can't talk anymore, Dahlia, even though you sound amazing. And I would love to have like a long conversation because we got to get to business here. We need to try to guess your age by the sound of your voice and the answers to these questions. Are you ready?
Okay. Ready.
You go first, pretty, because I haven't got a question.
I told you to think about it 15 times during the song. Okay, Dahlia, what song would you say was the biggest when you graduated high school?
Those Were the Days, My Friend.
What?
What's that?
Were the Days, My Friend.
Who's it by?
It's like 1960s or something.
I have no idea.
Those were the days.
That was the biggest song.
I mean, that wasn't the biggest song. That was a song we played in the graduation.
No.
I don't remember what the biggest song
Come
was.
Come on. Like, what was
like popular around that time?
Like
Metallica, Nothing Else Matters.
What song is that?
It's an amazing song. It's like a slowie. That was probably like the last song that you danced to.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Rossi, no, think about it. Rossi.
Where are you from, Dahlia?
No, you cannot ask. Don't answer that question.
Why?
No, you cannot. You know the rules of the game. We can only ask one question each. You can't just go on asking other questions.
Okay. Dahlia, what were you doing when the Berlin Wall was knocked down?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I don't. It wasn't in my time. I don't remember witnessing that.
Okay.
Well, that's strange because Nothing Else Matters was around about the same time.
Okay, now we cannot talk about anything else anymore. We must...
I'm just doing some maths in my head. I'll speak out loud, pretty.
Okay.
Right. I reckon Nothing Else Matters was probably around about 1991, 92. So Dahlia is graduating school from 1992.
Oh, my God.
So that means she was... 18 when she graduated
Rossi!
School. 1992. Wait there.
Oh my goodness.
2002, 28. 2012, 38. You're not 48.
Rossi, how old do you think Dahlia is?
44.
Dahlia, I'm saying you're 36. Dahlia, how old are you?
Rossi was closer. I'm 43.
43. There
you go. See?
Well done.
That's why I do the maths out loud, Dahlia.
It took so long. Incredibly long.
Well done.
Dahlia, can I tell you, you've got a great voice of radio. You should be a radio presenter.
Ooh.
You sound awesome.
Are there any openings?
Maybe if I get fired, you never know. All right? Stay in touch. Have a great day. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right.
Who's up next?
We got Shaz on the line. Good morning, Shaz.
Morning, how are you?
All right, Shazza, from the UK, it sounds like.
Yes, I am.
Okay, Shaz, we're going to ask you a question each. You need to tell us, we need to figure out how old you are. Okay, here we go. Here's your question. What was the first movie, Shaz, that you saw in theaters?
God.
If you can remember.
I think it was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, I love that movie so much.
I watched that the other day. It was amazing.
Okay, Rossi or Rossi?
That was the first movie she saw. Wow, okay. Well, I must have been about...
Oh my goodness, here we go.
Well, can you not let me just talk?
I need you to just ask a question. That's how the game works. Just
I know, all right. Wow. Shaz, sorry to keep you waiting there. When Prince Charles and Diana got married, what were you doing? Hello?
I think I must have been... Having purees?
Having what?
Eating puree.
What's that mean? what were you doing?
Being fed purees.
Purees. Okay, so she was fed purees in 1981. That means she's one in 1981.
Rossi.
So that means is 42.
Rossi's going with 42. I'm going to go with 40. Shaz, how old are you?
39.
39, I win it!
Woo! Well done, Shaz. Thanks for being on the show this morning.
You too, thanks.
Bye. Sounded like she didn't really want to be on, to be honest.
So it's 1-1, we're tied.
Are we happy with the draw?
Yeah, we're just as bad as each other.
All right. Hope you're having a fantastic Monday this morning. Get up and get it.
Get up and get it.
It's a new week. Every day is a new beginning. That's what I say.
That's true.
Selena, good morning.
Good morning.
How What's are you? Up? You're What's on the up, show. Selena? You're live on the radio right now. What can we do for you?
I was wondering if you're still doing the game Guess My Age.
No.
We're not.
You're 9.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Rossi wins.
I'm the winner. Did you want something else, though? I'm only joking. It says here that your dad listens to the podcast every day.
Yes.
Where's your dad?
He's in the car right now. He works in the building next to you, actually.
Oh, does he?
Really?
Oh, what works for Amazon or what? What does he do?
He works for GE Healthcare.
GE Healthcare?
Yes,
okay.
I see the building.
So he's there. Can you just ask him how much he gets paid?
No, do not ask that. No.
I'm
just
not going to ask that.
No.
No, you're not going to ask that. All right. No. What school did you go to?
I go to King School, Alberta. I'm actually on the way to the school right now.
Okay.
Oh, really? Okay. Can you give us a bit of a traffic report? I imagine you're on Umm Sakeem right now.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a lot of traffic.
Is
okay.
it?
We're almost at the entrance.
Okay.
We're just waiting for all of the cars to go in, and then we'll be in the parking.
Perfect. Okay. Sounds good.
I know exactly where you are, so it's okay on Umm Sakeem Road.
It's all good.
Well, listen, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Bye.
Bye. Nearly found out. I'm just curious to see how much everyone
Rossi,
gets paid.
You can't ask him that.
I'm just doing like
a survey?
Barometer.
A barometer? What a word!
Thank you.
The stories no one else will report.
It's What's Rossi Reading.
I tell you what, you say that no one else will report them, but this one, I reckon people here would snap up this invention, especially
tell
you.
Tell me.
We've got dogs, right? We like to take our dogs for a walk.
Of course.
What's one of the problems during summer when you take your dog for a walk?
It is too hot.
It's too hot, pretty. It's too hot.
It's
well,
too hot.
In Japan, they've thought of something. It's a vest with a fan attached to it, and it cools your dog down.
I love that.
Look at that. Look how cute is that.
Oh! Stop, that's so cute.
It's so cute. It's a wearable fan in Japan. It's helping hot dogs keep cool.
Aww.
So cute. It retails.
Are we doing jokes in the story?
At 300 dirhams each. That's quite expensive, isn't it? 300 dirhams.
I mean, no.
For a fan.
I know, but think about over here. You'd be using it every day.
Battery operated. And it helps keep your dogs cool.
I like it.
In this hot temperatures, because you know it can be a bit rough for dogs during the summer.
Good jokes there, Rossi. Good jokes, yeah. Yep.
And I think it's a really plausible idea.
A plausible idea.
I don't even know if that's even
pause.
Plausible. But yeah, so this lady's invented it. It's keeping all of the dogs cool over there. If you want to find out the name of the
invention.
Google it.
Are
I'm reading the story as we go through it, that's why. just Google it, but it's so cute. Go and have a look at the video and the photo of the dogs wearing fans on the back. I might get one for Chester.
So cute.
So cute. It's getting to that time of year where you can keep the sunroof open and not sweat profusely.
Not today, though, guys.
Is it humid today?
Yes.
I mean, I can see the windows. It's like ridiculous. I can't even see. We can see the Burj Al Arab, so it's not that bad, but no chance of seeing the Burj Khalifa.
Still foggy. It should clear up in about an hour.
Yes, and it's like coastal fog as well. So next couple of days, apparently. That's your weather report.
Thanks, Rossi.
It's Virgin Radio 104.4. I've got a bone to pick with
What's
somebody.
What's wrong?
She's coming into the studio here. Hi, Nala.
Hello.
I'm playing technology because I've got a bone to pick with you. You sent me a screenshot, right? The other day.
Oh, no.
Right?
What is this about?
Please she sent me. A screenshot of something.
Yeah.
And I noticed that she had 87 unread WhatsApp messages.
87?
Yeah.
87 unread. I could not get my head around it. 87 unread WhatsApps. But to be fair to you, though, whenever like we do some work on WhatsApp, you always do it. So I don't understand, if you're doing the work, why have we got unread WhatsApps? I don't get it.
Let me say this. Let's say I'm talking to you and then you replied something and I just saw it. I won't bother opening it. Or if it's like those things where you get random pictures and videos. And to be fair, sometimes I don't open people's messages.
No, but it says there like 87 in the top left-hand corner. It's really annoying me.
Why?
How many? Because
they're all there.
How many unread messages do you have?
Zero, always. Actually, one. One. I did leave one because I need to reply to this person, and I don't want to let them know I've read it yet.
Ooh.
So I left it open. And there's another one coming here, but it's just a group. It's all right. But 87.
87 is a lot.
That's ridiculous.
That's a really high number.
Come on, Pretty. You would never have unread WhatsApps.
Of course, I do.
Do you?
But not 87.
Okay, 87. What's yours?
Mine's at like 15, but it's because of groups.
Yeah.
Because you know groups, they have like if there's six messages in a group, then...
I can't get... It's in your top left-hand corner. It's not annoying you that it's...
No, because I know it's a group.
Because the people... The people I want to make sure I answer, which is like the family group, the work group, and then maybe my friend's group, that's the only I care about.
Doesn't it annoy you, though?
No, because it's fine because the number gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, so I just stopped bothering.
Is anyone else like Nala? How many unread messages do you have? Can you beat Nala? Nala has 87. I think 87 is going to be a high number.
I tell you what, you know what you should do? Screenshot it. I want to see evidence of this. WhatsApp us.
You want that? Okay, I was saying call us 04871-5544. Call us right now. What's your number? How many unread messages do you have? Nala has 87. Can anyone top that? We will take your calls.
87?
I'm sure there's people as lazy as I am and don't reply. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot.
It's fascinating for me, honestly. I can't believe it. How many unread messages have you got on WhatsApp? Nala?
Yes.
Awful.
No, it's not.
87 unread messages.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
It's okay.
What are you on, Pretty?
I'm on 15.
I'm on one.
Oh, my God.
So let's go through here. We got, first up, we're going to go with Habiba this morning. Good morning, Habiba.
Good morning.
Okay, Habiba,
how
many unread messages do you have, Habiba?
So when I first dialed in, it was 126.
Yes.
And it's now 127.
127.
Wow, that's not bad. That's okay. You've beaten Nala
but
there.
You know what's even crazier?
Go on.
My inbox.
How much? How many?
3,326 emails.
I got you beat there. I got over 4,000.
Well, my wife Liz has got 19,000 emails unread on Google.
I mean, emails are so hard now.
Yeah, it's the same thing as WhatsApp. So hard.
It is. You're right.
No, but WhatsApp's different. It's like, it's more personal.
No, it's turning into work.
No, it's not.
WhatsApp is the new email, I feel.
Really?
Yeah. Can we beat 127?
Let's see if Sama can. Good morning, Sama.
Good morning, Rossi. How are you?
Very good, mate. Give us the number.
221.
Sammer's on 221. We are getting up there. Does it give you anxiety seeing that number?
Yeah, but basically 221, and if you see the WhatsApp in iPhone, it's a 221 chat.
Yeah.
One of the chat is a 350 messages.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well, thanks for your call, Sama. That's pretty bad, but surely we can't get more than that.
221 is a very high number.
221. Wait, hold on. Natasha, good morning.
Good morning.
Natasha, how many unread messages do you have?
293 on WhatsApp and 3,460 on text messages.
On text?
Oh.
What?
Because, you know, on text messages now, you get a lot of the adverts.
Yeah.
Those type of messages I don't bother responding to. And then on WhatsApp, I'll be honest, I'm a really bad person at responding.
Yes!
And on the homepage, when I've read the message, then I just forget to respond.
Yes!
But doesn't it annoy you? Doesn't it cause you, like, a bit of anxiety having all those messages there, thinking, oh, I need to reply to that person?
No. It's just a number.
It's just a number. I love that.
Casual, love it.
Love that, Natasha. Thank you. Okay, so surely...
That's it, I think.
That's got to be the highest.
Hold on. Let me take this one. Wait.
Okay.
Maria, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Maria, can you beat that number? How many unread messages do you have, Maria?
441, just that's one group.
What?
Yes.
Okay,
leave the group.
Get added to.
So 441 messages from just one group.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well, what is this group and why are you in it?
So, you know, yeah, there are these community groups that they start with. Wherever you shift, there are these community groups.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Those kind of things. Then there's this mother's group, school group. Oh, my God, they just keep adding you, and you just want to, like, stop adding me.
Oh, my gosh, I could not handle that.
Because I really, Maria, am I wrong here? I feel like WhatsApp is the new email. Like, it becomes harder and harder to reply.
Absolutely. And it's so much easier to just get onto WhatsApp and start getting confirmations that people don't bother about messaging anymore or calling anymore. It's just the WhatsApp.
Yeah, you're
right.
But
like someone could have sent you a message saying, hey, Maria, hope you're well. Listen, I've got 25,000 dirhams here for you. Just there, let me know if you want it. And you've missed it.
That's true. But then if it was that important, they would just then give me a call.
True.
Wow.
I'm with you, Maria.
I can't handle this. This is...
So in the grand scheme of things, Nala... Your 87 is nothing.
Hold on.
It's absolutely nothing.
Hold on.
No, you're not.
Hold on. Mohammed, mate, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on. Give us the number, please. How many?
681.
We have a winner. We have a winner.
681.
We have a winner. Please tell us why.
1,140 emails.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean text messages. Sorry, text messages. Emails, I'd be embarrassed to even say that.
What are these WhatsApps, 681? What are they, please?
It's over time people messaging me, hi, how are you?
Oh, my God.
Up and down, because I travel a lot, so I give up now.
You're giving up.
Someone said.
If anyone's Mr. trying to
Mohammed.
Contact...
If it's important, they'll call me.
Exactly. If anyone's trying to get to Mohammed, please don't send him a WhatsApp. Just pick up the phone.
I want to have as many friends as Mohammed.
All the E! News. First, the gossip. Pretty Malice gossip.
Yes, she gives us the gossip every single day here at Virgin Radio. What's happening, Pretty?
The biggest news, Rihanna is coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, she's already been back because she's got this massive makeup empire, but we've been missing Rihanna music, and she has just been confirmed to perform and headline at the Super Bowl halftime show February 12th. 2023. It's happening in Arizona. Rihanna and the NFL both confirmed it. They posted the same photo. She's holding an American football. You can see it on her gram, on their gram, on our gram at Chris Fade Show as well.
Yep.
Super excited. And you know that she has to drop at least one new song by the time the Super Bowl rolls around. Rihanna, you have enough time. We're in September now. Super Bowl is in February. Just give us one song.
It would be so good to see her do Umbrella. A couple of years ago, she performed at the Brit Awards doing Umbrella. It was a long time ago, actually.
Yeah, it was a very long time.
But they did this most amazing thing with, they dropped sparks from above her.
To make it look like
a And she had an umbrella, and it was amazing.
Yeah, so usually the Super Bowl is infamous for having a lot of guest stars. So it'll be interesting to see what Rihanna plans for her halftime show. Cannot wait to see that. Once again, that's February 12th, 2023.
Next.
More than 40 years after he first voiced cinema's most famous villain, James Earl Jones is ending his career as Darth Vader. The 91-year-old, I can't believe he's 91, has agreed to allow an AI company to replicate his voice for future Star Wars titles. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you know, right? Darth Vader. You know.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
It's only you killed him.
No. I am your father.
You know that voice. So,
famous.
Yeah, his voice was recently recreated digitally for the Disney Plus series Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi. So if you're watching that and you're hearing it, that is digitally recreated.
Wow.
And an AI company will replicate that for future use as well.
Unbelievable.
And finally, could this be the new hot couple? Khloe Kardashian was, of course, there for her sister Kim at the Dolce & Gabbana show in Milan. And Kim curated the whole show and everything. It was called Ciao Kim. She was seated front row next to Michele Marone from 365 Days, the hottest man ever. You know who I'm talking about, Rossi?
Has he been here twice,
He's been here loads of times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember seeing a video of him at the airport.
Show. Oh, airport.
And he was getting his suitcase off and all the women were trying to take photos with him.
So they were seated next to each other and then backstage they took this photo. This photo is screaming like sizzling hot chemistry. It's gone viral. All the fans are now like, Khloe, you gotta get with him. Khloe, come on. You need a man like him. And then there are these videos that are going viral too from the after party where they're like talking to each other. They're leaning into each other. So now everyone's going crazy.
If he was to get with her, his price would go up, wouldn't it? In terms of like he'd be like even more famous than he already is.
I mean, he's so super famous, like already. Like yeah, that would be a couple. Like that would be an it couple. Mm. So, yeah.
Well, there we go. It. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries.
Right, now let's do another throwback bit from the Chris Fade Show. This is when Chris decided to call up a restaurant and try and get as many country names in as he could. This is awesome. Have a listen to this.
Thank you for calling Circle Cafe. This is
Hi, T. It's Jordan here.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm good, sir. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I need to place an order.
Sure, sir. May I have your mobile number, please?
05259 67.
Okay, sir.
Let me Spain something to you.
Sure.
I'm pretty hungry. All right.
Okay.
And it's sort of chilly where I am right now, and I need something to warm me up.
All right, sir.
So what have you got there?
So for breakfast, sir.
Yeah.
We have shakshuka. We have eggs Benedict.
Make it quick. I'm in a bit of a rush.
You can check, sir, our online menu.
Okay. You've got an online menu?
Yes. The circle,
no that's... way. No way. Seriously. That's great. I love technology. Honestly, when you said you had an online menu, I don't believe you.
So what would you like to have?
Is it your money or my money that I have to spend with? Like, as in, do I have an account there or do I have to spend with it? Like, is it Germany or my money?
You can order online also. You can pay by card.
I Afghanistan you. Okay, I do understand you. Okay, so that's cool. Listen, I'm not in the UAE right now. I land on Sunday, so I'll make the order then. Cool.
Okay, sir.
And it's been very busy. I ran all the way here.
All right.
Well, cool. Gotta go now, Congo.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, quick. I'm rushing to get out of here. I gotta go. Take care. All right.
Okay, sir.
Thanks again.
That is it for us. Chris is going to be back tomorrow, hopefully. I'm interested to see if he's going to make it, you know.
Because I think he will.
He's landing at 6 a.m. He reckons he's going to be here by like 7.
Dubai Airport is spectacular, I have
okay,
to say.
Okay, fair enough. But what happens if the plane gets delayed?
If there are no delays.
There's a lot of fog around.
If there are no delays, I think he'll make it. If there are no delays.
This is going to be interesting. Will he be here tomorrow by the pop quiz around about 7:10? I'm saying no.
A pop quiz. Okay, you know what? I'm going to say yes. And
you're
going to
say yes and we'll see.
Just for fun.
We'll see you tomorrow from 6 and Chris will be in from around about 7, he reckons. So have a great day. Have a fantastic Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Chris Fade Show back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.